This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wild are back at it tonight, skating at Chicago, while the Timberwolves are back home entertaining Phoenix. Anthony Edwards will be out for tonight's game. College hoop, the Gopher men's basketball team will play Baylor in the opening round of the Crown College Invitational. That happens in Las Vegas early next month. Minnesota accepted the invite yesterday. Meanwhile, the Gopher women will host Green Bay in the opening round of the NCAA tournament at Williams Arena on Friday. Minnesota senior point guard Amaya Battle of Hopkins says this week is a culmination of her 4 years of work.
We wanted to come and turn this program around, and I think every year we've made a move to do that. We've made it to the WNIT championship, won the WBIT next year, and then now we're in the tournament. So it's only up from here, and we have a plan to make a good run.
Battle says winning that WBIT last year can help them for this year.
I think it just gives experience for a postseason run and gives you an understanding of what the postseason is. Like, I've always looked at it turning into the Big Ten tournament like it's 0-0, because you lose, you go home. I mean, it doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. Yeah, it can give you a great ranking, but at the end of the day, the number one and 16 seed, if you both lose, like, you're both going home. It doesn't matter.
Friday's game will tip off at 5 at the Barn. The Minnesota Duluth women's basketball team earned a trip to the Division II Elite Eight with a double overtime win over Concordia St. Paul last night in Mankato, 94-87. UMD forward Grace Count says the Bulldogs responded from a tough loss last week to dial it in this regional.
Losing in the conference tournament, it was a big blow for us, but we got back on our horse and practiced really hard the week leading up to the bid and getting here, so we were ready and just resilient from having that loss.
The women's Elite Eight is next week in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the UMD men will play Oklahoma Baptist tonight in Topeka for a bid into the men's Elite Eight. The St. Thomas men are at Seattle tonight in the NIT, and the Twins beat Pittsburgh in spring training ball yesterday 5-1. This is MNN Sports.